Welcome to the Kevin Callahan Monmouth Hawks Football Show on the Shore Sports Network, WOBM AM 1160 and 1310, and shoresportsnetwork.com. Each week during the season, Coach Callahan and Matt Harmon will talk Hawks football with a look back to the past Saturday's game and a glance ahead to what's coming up. The show is broadcast live from Jack's Goal Line Stand in West End, and you're invited to be part of the action. Now, let's get the latest on the Monmouth Hawks from Matt and Coach Cal.
And we are back here from Jack's Goal Line Stand on a Tuesday night. One more show to go after this one as the season winding down for Monmouth. Hawks coming in to this weekend with one more road game. They will have to take the trip across the great state of Pennsylvania and take on the Colonials of Robert Morris to wind things down. Last week, tough week for MU as they played at home against St. Francis, Pennsylvania. 45-31, the final score in that contest. Matt Harmon here from Jack's Goal Line Stand, as we do each and every Tuesday night during the football season from 7 to 8 o'clock, and joined by the head coach of the Hawks, Kevin Callahan. Coach, you know, it's never fun to talk about games after the result isn't what you want. But, you know, so much of the show last week when we had focused on was kind of getting things back to normal a little bit. And, you know, to me, it seemed like at least in the first half of that game, at least, it just took so long for Monmouth to kind of rev back up into football mode a little bit. Now, to be fair, St. Francis came in, had a pretty good game plan, which they executed. They had had a bye week the week before as well, but a bye week under very different type of circumstances.
Sure, and, you know, I don't know if we were still feeling the effects from the extended layoff that we have, and we're certainly not going to use that as an excuse of any kind, Matt. But certainly anybody who was there know we did not start it the way that we needed to, or certainly the way that we wanted to. You know, after trading touchdowns, you know, we have two special teams plays that really result in great field position for them. One is a kickoff return for a touchdown, and then another, a surprise onside kick, which was a good call on their part, and that allowed them to go down and get a field goal. So now we're down 17-7 right off the bat. And then we had a couple of big plays against our defense, particularly over the top against the secondary, and a couple of defensive pass interferences created good field position for them. And, you know, before you know it, we were in a pretty big hole. And you mentioned about their game plan. I do think they had a good plan. I think they saw what they felt was a matchup advantage in the pass game with our secondary, and they exploited that. And I think while we were able to make some adjustments in the second half and correct that and settle in and play, you know, we had built quite a hole for ourselves, and it was a hole we were going to have a difficult time getting out of against anyone.
And it was just that. I mean, I think at one point, you know, the biggest deficit, I believe, was 31-7 in the first half. I mean, that's hard for any team to overcome. And, you know, to credit, I mean, there were chances certainly in the second half to get back in to the football game a little bit, but it is very hard to come back from 24 points down.
It is, and when we got it back to a two-score game with 5 minutes to go in the third quarter, I really felt we had a chance, and there was a possession there that we had the ball on our own 30. We were facing a fourth and one. There was 5 minutes to go in the third quarter, and I really considered going for it at that point. On one hand, I felt that if we could make the first down, if the conversion was successful, you know, we would continue to go down the field and get a score and make it a one-score game. On the other hand, I said, you know, if we're not successful on this, we're giving them a very short field with a two-touchdown lead. I certainly didn't want to make it a three-score game at that point. So we ended up punting. We didn't get the greatest of punts in that situation. Still gave them a short field, about 54 yards. They end up going down and scoring, and you know, then it was very difficult from there. We got a little bit of life late. Andrew Sutton picks up a punt that Mike Upham blocked, takes it back for a touchdown. Again, it's a two-score game. There's about 6 minutes and change left on the clock. We were going to have to work fast to pull that one out. We ended up ending drives with a one on downs, I think, and the other one with an interception. So, again, it goes back to the first half. It goes back to that hole that we put ourselves in, and that would be, you know, great work for anyone to get out of that hole, 31-7.
And I think we did talk about this, though, obviously on Tuesday. It's still pretty early in preparation week. I mean, really at no point in kind of communicating back and forth during the course of the week with several people, coaches and players, nobody really had given any indication that, you know, last week's practice was just rotten. You know, I mean,
oh,
the team was just was just down and they just hadn't rebounded back from having a full week off and just schedule issues. I think actually it was quite the opposite.
It was the opposite. I felt we had very good practices last week. You know, we were forced to go off campus to an indoor site on Wednesday because of the snowstorm, but we were still able to get a practice in. Not the same practice that we would have under normal conditions, but we got the practice in. Tuesday, I thought we had a good practice. Thursday, I thought we had a good practice. At our meeting on Friday evening and at our team meal on Friday evening before the game, I still felt good about where we were. And, you know, maybe I misjudged or miscalculated exactly where we were and how football ready we would be going into Saturday. But, you know, we certainly started way too slow.
Fort St. Francis, among the teams in the NEC that Monmouth has played on a continual basis, one of just a couple of schools that the Hawks have played in all 20 years of having football. We don't want to spend a whole lot of time on them, but, they did kind of mix some things up, and they had some weapons, and, they had some good size on their offensive line, and it seemed to cause defensive problems for most of the day for Monmouth.
It did. Going into the game, as we talked about last Tuesday, we felt that they had an excellent running attack, and they find ways to run the ball at you, and they're a gap scheme, power running team. And, you know, we felt we had a couple of things going in where we changed up what we normally do on defense to maybe overload that a little bit. And I think at times we were successful with it. Then we had some issues in the pass game with their ability to go over the top. And they, as we said last week, they have a very good receiver in Alexander, the Florida State transfer. And they started picking on one of our corners a little bit there, Joe Johnson, exactly. And, you know, hey, Joe was competing and battling, but, you know, he just got a couple of bad breaks there. And, you know, once they started doing that, we had to take ourselves out of some of the things we were doing up front. In the second half, I thought we adjusted to it pretty well. Marvin Clesidor, Andy Boba came up with an idea of, flipping our corner so that we were going to put Reggie Hildebrand on that side. We got out of some of the coverages that we were playing in the first half, gave a different coverage look to give a little bit of extra help. Not quite a double cover, but to give somebody over the top when we could. And that seemed...
Duquesne 38-31, and in a non-conference game, Wagner beat Holy Cross 31-30. Robert Morris, Monmouth's opponent coming up this week, beat Sacred Heart 21-17. We'll talk about that one a bit later in the show when we preview this week's coming game, which will be Saturday afternoon, a 12 o'clock kickoff from out in Moon Township, and you can listen to it right here on 1160 and 1310 a.m. I guess at least for the league, there is some excitement going into this last week of the season because you have two teams, each with one loss in Albany and Wagner. Though Albany needs a Wagner loss, it does make things interesting the last week.
It does. I think, Albany has Sacred Heart. Wagner has Duquesne at home on Staten Island. Albany would need a Wagner loss. On the other hand, Wagner just needs to get a win, and they have the championship, and they'll have the bid to the FCS playoffs.
It is a season that comes down to the final week. Right now, Wagner, the hottest team in the league. They have won 7 straight. Bryan has turned their year around as well. They've won 4 straight. And as for Robert Morris, they've won 2 straight going into this week's game against Monmouth. We'll take a quick timeout here. When we come back, we'll talk about some of the community efforts that Monmouth has been involved with, but we'll kick it off on kind of Captain's Night here. We'll go through some of the guests. We'll have Reggie Hildebrand Jr. on first, followed by Mike Upham, Chris Luma, and Tyler George. We step out here and take a 2-minute timeout. When we come back, more of the Kevin Callahan Monmouth Football Show here on the Shore Sports.
You're listening to the Kevin Callahan Monmouth Hawks Football Show on the Shore Sports Network, WOBM AM 1160 and 1310, and at shoresportsnetwork.com.
And we are back here from Jack's Goal Line Stand in the West End. Things kind of getting back to normal here business-wise. Nice crowd on hand as everything is kind of settled in a little bit post-Storm Sandy and post-Nor'easter from last week as well. Though I did just read in the weather today talking about another Nor'easter coming through on Thanksgiving Day.
No way.
In the long-range forecast. Be fun, right?
Yeah, that'll be a lot of fun.
Spend the day watching Wall and Manasquan doing that game on the radio. Have to dry out before I'll eat some turkey. This guy has been a big part of the Monmouth program for the last couple of years. We had him on the show earlier. Reggie Hildebrand Jr., the fifth-year senior defensive back, giving us a couple minutes. Reggie, how are you tonight?
I'm doing fine.
I hate to talk about it, but let's get into last week's game just a little bit. And, you know, Coach certainly has his perspective, but from a player perspective, how difficult have the last couple of weeks been after winning at Duquesne, taking the bus ride home, and then having the next 2 weeks, basically, of the schedule be kind of like just completely jumbled up in the air?
It's been really difficult. I mean, because I guess not really like excuse, but like Sandy hit, and it kind of knocked everything out of whack a little bit. But we jumped back the next week, the following weekend, and tried to hit the ground running and practice a lot and try to give it all up, all we had last Saturday, but just didn't come up with a W.
When you look back at that game last week a little bit, now a couple days removed, and reflect on it, I mean, in a simple sense, where do you think things kind of went wrong from Saturday?
I guess we just had too many big plays on the defense. Defense left too many big plays, and you got to go back to the drawing board and practice and rep and then fix them mistakes that we had.
You know, Coach referenced it earlier. St. Francis, Pennsylvania had obviously a game plan in mind, which was to pick on your counterpart, which was Joe Johnson on the other side, especially in the first half, and they had A.J. Alexander on him. During the course of the game, you know, you as a more experienced guy, and we've talked about this the last time you've been on the show as well, I'm sure Joe is very frustrated, and in a way, you might be the only guy who can kind of sympathize with him a little bit, because as a corner, you're kind of out there on an island. What are you telling a young player like that during the course of the game?
Well, I told Joe to keep his head up, because the corner is a lot of ups and downs. You can't dwell on one play, because you can't dwell on a positive play or a negative play in that matter, because the next play can be devastating or even just get you put back, like put down or on the sideline. Like, corners is a position you've got to like keep a level headed and stay like one way the whole game. And yes, you make a big play, you get confidence, but don't dwell on that play for the next play. You got to come back and play harder.
You know, Coach, I mean, you were a defensive back when you were in college, and playing corner, it is one of those spots when you make a great play, deflect a pass, make an interception, you look fantastic. But when someone makes a catch over the top of you, you're out there all by yourself.
You are, and you're in the view of everybody watching the game, because you're removed, you're not in the scrum, so to speak, you're not in the line of scrimmage. Everybody sees what you're doing. When you make a great play, people are going to see it. When you don't make a play, people are going to see that. And you have to have a high level of self-confidence and be confident in your ability and really have a thick skin. And one of the things that I told Joe after the game is that I said, hey, it's just one of those days. You know, you're going to have a lot more better days than that. So we'll learn from it. We'll move on. And you know, Joe's got a great attitude. He's an extremely hard worker. He's somebody that learns very quickly. And, you know, we're just going to chalk that up to part of his learning experience in his freshman year.
You know, Reggie, the last couple of years and this year at times, the secondary has had kind of its ups and downs a little bit. As you get set to play your last collegiate football game this week at Robert Morris, what would you tell some of the guys that are coming back next year? I mean, what's going to be Reggie's last message to the guys who are going to be part of the team in the years coming forward?
I mean, I'll tell the guys to just take this off season and really take it seriously, because even if you were a freshman or a sophomore, any game can be your last game. Like, play every game as your last. Study film, look at your keys, and just do it. Do whatever you can do when you get on the field. Just to ball out.
How important this weekend for Monmouth to come away with a win against Robert Morris and at least finish up the season at 5-5?
Well, it's very important. Me and my senior counterparts, we're definitely trying to make that happen, and we're confident we're going to make that happen this week.
It's a 12 o'clock kickoff at Robert Morris coming up this weekend. It'll be part of a busy day on Saturday. Our football coverage will lead into Monmouth men's basketball as the Hawks will take on Ryder starting at 3 o'clock. So you'll have a full day of everything going on. Reggie, I know criminal justice has been your major. How about some plans for after when football's all done? What do you have?
You're kind of looking to like Secret Service. That's the field I'm trying to get into, but I know I need some probably police experience behind that before I get into that field. So
You know, Reggie's one of those guys. You know, as you know, Matt, he came to us as a transfer from Morgan State, where he started his football career down in his, you know, home state of Maryland. Came in here, had to sit out his first year here because of the transfer rules. And then really last year, you know, jumped right into the starting lineup. And I'm sure that, you know, Reggie, your year sitting out was a little bit frustrating, not being able to get on the field and play and, you know, being in a new environment, a new school. But, you know, I got to say, Matt, he's one of these guys that works day in and day out, in season, off season. Reggie stays up here in the summer, is in the office watching video all summer long when he's not working and, you know, training extremely hard. So it's, you know, the success he's having is something that he's worked for, and it's certainly well deserved.
It'll probably be something, Reggie, that'll ask all of the guys here tonight, because all of you will play your last collegiate football game on Saturday. How much do you think you'll miss it after Saturday?
I'm going to miss it a lot. I've been thinking about it all throughout the week, just like last practice or last, like today, for example, just running sprints or gases. We always finish the running up on Tuesday. I'm maybe running my last gas at Mama's, you know, and it was just.
Well, you're not gonna miss that. I mean, nobody misses those.
It's just the little stuff I look at. So, I mean, I'm really miss it. My time here was, I really loved it.
Well, you've been a big part of everything the last couple of years. I appreciate you coming by, giving us a couple of minutes tonight. Best of luck on Saturday. As you said, I think extremely important for Mama to finish up with a win, and I'm sure with your contributions, we'll be able to do just that.
Okay, thank you.
Great job, Reggie.
Reggie Hildebrandt Jr. coming by, giving us a few minutes. We'll take a quick 60-second timeout. When we come back, we'll stick on the defensive side of the ball and talk things over with Mike Upham. We'll do that all after this timeout. You're listening to Kevin Callahan Monmouth Football Show on the Shore Sports Network.
You're listening to the Kevin Callahan Monmouth Hawks Football Show on the Shore Sports Network, WOBM AM 1160 and 1310, and at shoresportsnetwork.com.
And we are back here from Jack's Goal Line Stands, spending a couple of minutes with some of the captains here tonight, short of Kyle Frazier, who has the misfortune of being in class tonight. Got to get that grad school in while he can, right?
The good student that he is.
We'll move from Reggie Hildebrandt Jr., who just gave us a few minutes, to Mike Upham, senior defensive lineman, who, like all the other guys sitting at the table, will play his last collegiate football game coming up on Saturday. And, Mike, let's start with that with you. I mean, you have been a guy who has basically been a starter almost your entire career, certainly the last 3 years, where you've started every game on the defensive line. When you put the pads on for the last time on Saturday, what do you think that is going to feel like?
I don't think it's going to hit until after the game. You know, before the game, I'm not thinking that, you know, this is the last time I'm ever going to play. I think I'm just going to be focused on, you know, going out there and doing what I need to do and to help us, you know, get a win. And I think that, you know, the emotions will set in probably after the game. That's the last time that I ever put the pads on and stuff like that.
Well, the good thing is you've got about a six-hour bus ride to kind of dwell on it on the way back to West Long Branch. So let's get into the season a little bit, and we don't have to spend a ton of time necessarily on just last week's game, but overall, you know, it's been a roller coaster type year. I think the last time we had you on, you know, things were still kind of in line. The goal was still there in terms of getting back into the NEC title picture. But the last few weeks have been tough, you know, a three-game losing streak, and then you beat Duquesne. And you've got a couple of weeks off. As a captain, how difficult has it been for you in your role to try and keep everybody together?
I mean, it was hard. You know, we've had ups and downs this season. We started off real strong, you know, and then we hit a weak point. And then we had the hurricane, you know, and we missed a game, which, you know, was hard because, you know, when you're thinking about it, oh, man, we only have, you know, a couple games left, and then, you know, one gets taken from you, and that was hard. And, you know, it was hard for, you know, all us seniors losing a game, but in the bigger picture, it was hard because, you know, you see a lot of kids on the team that are worrying about their homes and worrying about their families and stuff like that. So, you know, we had emotional, you know, roller coaster, you know, through the season with football, but also off the field, you know, so it's just been kind of a rough year, you know, throughout the whole season.
And, you know, football is such a game of emotion, maybe more so than any other sport that people pay attention to. And I think this year maybe has indicated that more so than anything with Monmouth. I mean, a lot of highs. I mean, think You know, would you have thought when you played Wagner all the way back early in the season that you were the last team to beat him, and they've been able to put together this unbelievable streak of wins where Monmouth has been a little bit more of a roller coaster? But I think, and I think you would agree with this, I think the one thing that it does show, and last week and perhaps a Bryant game would indicate that, is that you have to bring your game every single week or someone will beat you.
Yeah, well, I mean, exactly. And Coach has preached on that, you know, every year that we've been here. You know, no matter what team has what record, you know, any game in the NEC, any team can beat any team in any given week. And, you know, for the most part, there's not going to be a champion that goes undefeated through the NEC, you know, the whole season. So, you know, you have to prepare like every team, you know, could be the possible NEC champion. And you want to prepare like you're the NEC champion. And you go out every week and play every team, you know, knowing that that it's real important every week.
One of the things I always tell the guys, Matt and Mike, you've heard this many times, is that it's very difficult to win football games when you do everything right and everything falls in your favor. And when you don't do everything right and things don't fall in your favor, it becomes even more difficult to win a football game. And, you know, one of the things that I try to stress with our guys is make sure that in your preparation, week after week, regardless of who we're playing, that you're taking care of the details, you're taking care of each other, you're taking care of yourself, and you're really focusing on what we need to do and how we need to do it in order to be successful on Saturday. And I think, you know, the teams that are successful have the ability to do that. And if they can maintain that level of concentration and focus on doing the things that are important, you've got a chance to be successful.
Mike, you know, since you have been that guy who has been such a big part of the program the last 4 years, give me a couple things that you would change if you could. I mean, if you could snap your fingers, and I don't mean wins and losses because that's an easy answer, but if there's a couple things that you could leave as your legacy for things to get better for guys who will follow after you, what would it be?
I guess maybe just send a message that your career goes fast. It does. I feel like I was a freshman coming into preseason like it was yesterday, and you know, now I'm playing my last game as a senior. And I think some of the kids, you know, just you don't fully comprehend that until you get to this time, you know, when it's your last game, your senior year, that some kids start realizing, oh man, it's over now. So I guess, you know, maybe to get some of the kids that attitude that you never know, you know, when your last game is going to be. And, you know, even if you're a freshman or a sophomore, it goes a lot faster than you think. And, you know, your 4 or 5 years, whatever it may be, it goes by in the blink of an eye.
You know, in the media, which good or bad I'm part of, certainly there's good and bad to that. You know, we try to like find things to talk about. You know, I mean, your guy's job is to get out there and play. Ours is to critique and criticize and praise every once in a while. And when you've got a situation like Monmouth right now, 4-5 going in to this week's game against Robert Morris, some would say it's important to win that game because you want to, you know, for someone like yourself, you want to end your career on a win. You want the team to at least be .500. Nobody wants to finish with a losing record. But then there's the other side of maybe the media contingent that says, why would Monmouth be motivated to go out and have to take a long bus ride to Robert Morris to have that be the way to wind up their season, the way that the year has kind of gone? I know what side of it you're going to be on, but tell me why the other side, the bad side, is wrong.
What I really think is we talked with this about, you know, today with Coach Cal, is a lot of people don't really understand. We love the game. Everyone on the team, we love playing football. That's why we play college football. If we were 0-10 and this was our last game, we're still going to go out there and find a reason to play because we love the game. It doesn't always come down to the record and, you know, what if we're going to win a championship or not. It comes down to, you know, loving the game of football. And that's why we're still watching film and we're still getting ready to, you know, go out and win this game because we love football. You know, otherwise we wouldn't be doing it.
Does it make it easier in the last game, kind of in the respect that you're taking that long ride? I mean, you've kind of got the team to yourself for, you know, from Friday when you leave until Saturday when you come home with no disruption of class, not being home, not worried about what's going on Friday night. you know, I think there's some that would say, boy, that's a long way to go to play your last game. But maybe on the flip side, it's good to be away so that you can really just focus on football that one last time.
Yeah, I mean, I would say it's probably a good thing. And our team, historically, since the time that we've been here, we play good on the road. I mean, I'm not saying we play bad at home, but I think we focus up good on the road, and we like going out and getting that core group, the smaller, you know, travel list, no distractions, no class. And I hope that that's a positive thing for us on our trip this weekend.
I'm certainly looking forward to that. And I agree with some of what Mike says. You know, when you're on the road, you have the team completely to yourself. Everyone is on exactly the same schedule. They're at the same places at the same time, and they're together. They're together on the buses. We check into the hotel. We have our team meetings, our special teams meetings, offense and defensive meetings. We have team meals together. We'll have a workout out there at the Robert Morris Field under the lights, and we'll be together the entire time. And I think in a lot of ways it becomes a little easier when we're all together to develop that mindset, that same mindset that we need going into Saturday.
I know that you will stay connected with the program after you graduate, but next year when I ask Coach, hey, what's Mike Upham up to? What's he going to tell me? What are you going to be doing after
he's
graduation?
He's big game hunting someplace is what he's probably going to be doing.
Well, earlier this year I told you that I was going to graduate and go back home, but I'm going to stay here at Monmouth and do get my master's. So I'm going to still be around, hopefully involved, you know, in the program. But next year I'm going to be working on my master's.
I don't know if you know this about Mike, but he is quite the skilled woodsman and hunter. He showed me a picture of a 10 point buck that he got hunting back when he had to go home for the hurricane, when he had to evacuate. So he decided to take his weekend off and do a little hunting, and came home with quite a trophy.
Where do you go, bow?
It was the first day of muzzleloader. So,
oh, he does it all.
You do it all.
He does it all.
Yeah. Oh, I make sure, you know, whatever season's in, I'm on top of it.
Where do you go? Is it somewhere close to home?
Yeah, it's about a half hour from my house. One of my buddies has private property that we hunt on. So.
I mean, did you bring up a nice piece of venison for Coach? Or
not yet? He didn't, but he's going to.
One of the defensive linemen, Josh Samanowitz, his dad, does some stuff with the meat on the side. So I brought up a little over 100 pounds of meat for him. So we'll get some meat back. He did some kielbasa and some jerky. So there'll be enough meat to
make
to
sure I'm on that list.
There'll be enough meat to spread around.
Yeah, I mean, if you want good coverage on Saturday, I'm not opposed to venison either. So if you want to throw a little plug in there, I'll take care of you on Saturday. Mike, it has been an absolute pleasure for me broadcasting these games the last 4 years, being able to focus on someone like yourself. You've always been extremely respectful coming on the air, and a great guy to talk to on the show here, on the sideline. I wish you obviously nothing but success. I'm thrilled to hear that you're going to stick around, get your master's next year. I'm going to guess Homeland Security.
Yep.
Okay.
Homeland Security.
I'm wired in, Coach.
Yeah, you are.
Major in criminal justice and master in Homeland Security.
How about staying connected with football? Need a ball boy for next year?
Yeah, well, that's what... Hopefully after the season, I was going to talk to Coach about that, so at least I can be involved as much as I can.
All right, well, we planted a little seed
tonight.
Yeah,
we did.
Yeah, yeah. Thank
you. Mike, I appreciate it. Go over and enjoy the rest of the meal with the guys over there. Best of luck on Saturday. Finish up with a win.
Thank you, Matt.
That's Mike Upham, senior defensive lineman from Virginia. We'll take a 60-second timeout here. When we come back, we will stay on the defensive side of the ball, talk things over with Chris Luma, and focus on these guys' last collegiate game for the five captains here tonight. We're back in 60 seconds with more of the Kevin Callahan Mama Football Show on the Shore Sports Network.